See, if you decode this place to the nth degree, it always leads back to worship. That last video where I showed how the wheel on your car just goes around and around and around, and the perspective from the wheel, it doesn't move. You're sitting in the car, you look at movement, but if you look at it from the perspective of the wheel, there's no movement, just going around and around and around. So when you realize 3D is just around and around and around, you end up either worshiping man or mankind, or you end up worshiping the creation. But you see it's all a cycle, whether it's the universe, whether it's this, the earth plane, the sun, the stars, whatever. It's just a cycle around and around. You can plot it as a sine wave or just a repeat cycle, but the sine wave's just up and down. The Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote over and over again. Flesh versus spirit. The flesh always persecutes the spirit. And so as you go around and around and around and around and around and around, you either end up worshiping creation and Mother Earth, or you get tired of the creation and the sine wave, the snake. The sine wave, the cycle, the repeat, the round and round is the snake. It's the snake. The cycle is the snake. The creation, they want you to worship the created instead of the creator. Those who are stuck in the loop, the time loop. But once you see past it, once you see past the red versus blue game, once you see past the he said, she said game, comparing yourself with one another, the only conclusion is worship God. You might, and if you say, well, I don't want to worship God, or you feel like it's boring, you think, well, worshiping God's boring. Well, worshiping the flesh is boring. God is unlimited. God is holy and righteous and high and lifted up, separate from sinners, and he created the human, the angels, all creation points to the glory of God. So, in the natural mind, they worship themselves. They worship the creation. Who's greater, the creation, the created reality, or the creator? What's greater, the building or the architect who built the building? Who designed the building? What's greater, the car or the designer who designed the car? So for people who are out there and says, I don't want to go to heaven, I don't want to worship God, I don't want to just sit and be in heaven and a girl I dated one time, she says, I don't want to go to heaven. I said, why? She said, that would be boring up there playing harps all day. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? Come on. Couldn't figure it. But what she was saying is, she would be bored with heaven. But she doesn't understand that she's going to get bored with this place because it's going to repeat eventually. And that's what the midlife crisis, and actually that's pretty much what she was doing, because I found out I had to quit talking to her for a bunch of reasons. But biggest reason is she's trying to get her happiness down here in this place, you know, doing stuff she shouldn't be doing. But long story short, she thinks it's boring in heaven when this place is boring. What's more boring? This place that's full of sin and darkness and lies and death and cycles and sweat and blood and tears, blood, sweat, and tears and labor. And this place is more boring. This place gets old, really old, and really fast. If you're a thinking man or a thinking human, this place will get old. Yeah, it doesn't matter what you learn. You know, I spent the last 2 months studying some programming languages, and I was sitting there thinking, well, if I get a job as a programmer, I'm going to be stuck in a cube, working on a database on a computer. And I've come to the conclusion, the smaller box they create for you, the more you're going to make. They want you in a box. They don't want you thinking outside the box. It's the AI worship. It's the machine man worship. They want you worshiping the machine. And you actually see it in Metropolis. A 1928 movie called Metropolis, they worshiped the machine man, but it was a machine woman. And had everybody in line, like little robots. The very thing that Metropolis was showing is happening now. Because there's nothing new. And people back then, they knew the Bible. They knew the truth. They knew that the devil's an AI machine repeat. And he's making copies of himself. He's trying to get you to copy him. Instead of you copying Jesus, they want you copying the devil. Jesus came down this place, split space time, came down here and did God's will. He didn't do the will of man, but he did the will of God. And so the will of man is what? The AI machine. And it's going to get old. It's going to get boring. That's why people have addictions and midlife crisis. They get tired of this place. It's like, is this all there is? Well, down here, that is all there is. But there's a heaven that's eternal. This place is eternally going down until it finally comes to an end. But there's a heaven that's eternal. Yeah, they can invent a new computer, a new keyboard, a new mouse, a new car, a new technology. But it's really nothing new. It's just like a car. Let's say they invent a new car. It's just another form of transportation. If they invented teleportation, where you could actually teleport to another location, that would get old too. People would get tired of travel. Even though they could teleport all over the world, they'd get bored with that too. See how it works? If you could teleport anywhere in the world, wouldn't you get tired of it? You get tired of the same stuff. Doesn't matter what the same stuff is. People got tired of malls. When they built malls, this was a big thing. And then people got tired of the malls. They got bored with the malls. There are actually people now going back to video games where they go to these... They go to these little businesses that have some pool tables, a few lanes of bowling, and some video games. People actually have gone back to that. They could sit at the house and play on the computer. They got bored with the computer. And so either it's the monotonous of the creation or the eternal worship of really why you were created. And I know it's hard to accept, you know. When you say the woman was made for the man, not the man for the woman, that's hard for women to accept. When you tell the unsaved that you're created for the Creator to worship God, that's hard for the unsaved to accept. They can't even fathom that. And most saved people can't either. They don't even want, they can't admit the pride of man. If you're a created being, do you really know how to, do you really know what you're doing? You need the manual from Emmanuel. The manual is the book, the script that he gave you for all things that pertain to life and godliness. You need a manual down here. Everything created has a manual, right?